Hey, and welcome back to the PM Sports Page. Let's close things out talking with Kiki Bruner of the Washington Golf Team, this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Kiki, congratulations to you, and thanks for coming on this week.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well, Kiki, last week the Demons were crowned 2021 Class 3A State Girls Golf Champions, the sixth in program history. First off, how's it feel to be a state champion?
It was absolutely incredible. I mean, words cannot describe, you know, how it felt. And, yeah, I'm just really happy and really glad for the team.
You play second individually. We'll get to that in just a second. But it was at River Valley Golf Course in Adel. Talking with Coach Cole, I know you had a couple practice rounds there. So what did you get out of the practice round at that course in Adel? And what did you think of that course?
The thing that stood out to me the most were the greens that River Valley had. The greens were really tricky, and I knew that there were going to be several hard pin locations. So I kept in mind that ball placement would be really important on that course.
Mm-hmm. And as for your two-day total, you shot a 77 in day one, turned around for a 74, was neck and neck with the leader the entire away, and you finished runner-up with a 151. What'd you think of your performance to come out with a solid second place?
I'm really happy with how I performed. I think I struck the ball really well, and my approach shots were good. Just my putting wasn't so good, but, you know, I'll work on that. But overall, I'm really happy with how I performed.
No, you had Anna in the top five, and all the girls were obviously right up there, and you ran away with the title. So what did you think about the rest of the team, not only that day, but just all season long?
We have a really close team, and, you know, I'm extremely, extremely grateful for all my teammates. And I'm just really proud how we handled this whole season. I'm just really happy for the team.
You know, looking at this squad all season long, it was pretty apparent that this team was going to be special, and you're just blowing out teams left and right. How do you stay mentally in tune of just staying focused on the task at hand and not let the kind of accolades get to your head? How did you and your teammates navigate being the favorite all year long?
So personally, I think we would always focus on the next meet. So, like at the beginning of the season, we never even thought about state. We never even thought about regionals. We just focused on the next meet, and that's all we ever thought about. We didn't think about, you know, future meets. We only thought about the next meet. And I think that just kept us really grounded and prepared. And, you know, Mr. Cole also has done a good job of keeping us close and tight and reminding us what's really important, and that is, you know, just enjoying golf.
Mm-hmm. What's it like to be a part of such a rich program like the Demons have in girls golf?
Wow, it's really special, and it's just amazing. The whole experience has been amazing. You know, I wouldn't trade it for anything else. The friends I've made, and, you know, the memories we have made, it's just very special.
Mm-hmm. You know, you winning your freshman year and now your senior year, you know what it takes to be a state champion. You know, a lot of people want to be at the top but aren't willing to put in the work, or they really don't know what it takes. Without giving away too many of the secrets, Kiki, what's it take to develop a state championship caliber team?
A lot of practice. And actually, it's, even though golf is an individual sport, it is really a team sport too, because we support each other no matter what. When someone has a tough day, you know, we're always there for that one person, and, you know, we're always cheering that person up. And I think that's what makes the Demons so special, is that as a team, we have a lot of support for each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been a staple in this lineup for quite some time, but what part of your game do you think went to another level this year?
Definitely my drives. I was able to hit my drives a lot further than, I guess, last year I didn't have a season, but 2 years ago, and a lot straighter too, and that helped me a lot distance-wise to have my approach shots a club or two shorter than previous years.
Mm-hmm. I know you've been to a lot of good courses this year in the meet. If you had to give me your favorite course, what would that be and why?
I'll probably say Edmonton in Oskaloosa. There are a lot of interesting holes. The holes weren't just, all straight and forward, which sometimes I can find it, a little bit boring. There are a lot of doglegs and a lot of tricky holes where you have to be precise about what club to hit and the yardage.
Kiki, what got you interested in the game of golf?
It's a funny story because I moved to Washington when I was in seventh grade, just starting seventh grade, and I never even touched a golf club before, never even thought about playing golf. And I think my dad heard from Dr. Nackis about, the girls' golf team. And I think that got my dad really interested. And, he asked me and he was like, "Hey, do you want to, try, playing golf?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" And I guess that's how I got started. And then once I got started, I realized that this sport is really special and I really love it.
Looking to the future, you're going to continue your golf career. Why don't you tell everyone what's on tap come this fall?
Yeah, I will be attending University of Central Missouri. I will be part of the women's golf team there. And I think I'm going to plan to major in biology. I know it'll probably be hectic, but I think it'll be fun, and I'm really excited to head down there and start my college golf career.
Sure. Why did Central Missouri seem like the right fit for you?
Right. So I wasn't sure about Central Missouri before I visited the campus and the coach, but once I actually visited down there last summer, I realized that that college fits me really well. It's a medium-sized college, and the coach, I think Coach Port is probably the main reason why I chose that college. He seemed really nice and seemed to be like a coach where who, could help me with my golf game. And he just seemed to be able to help me a lot.
Sure. And why biology?
I don't know. I mean, I've always been kind of interested in biology and the medicine part since, I guess my dad's kind of doctor, so it runs in the family. But yeah, I think I'm not sure what I want to do yet. I don't know if I want to go pre-med or pre-dental, but the science part has always interested me, and I just really want to help people too.
Awesome. Good for you. Last question before I let you go here, Kiki. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is your medicine." How do you use that motto to prepare for a meet?
Right. Before meets, I always have a routine where I would stretch out really well to make sure that I wouldn't hurt any muscles or, have any injuries. So I always do a lot of stretches right before I hit the range. And yeah.
Awesome. Well, Kiki, congratulations one final time on being crowned state champions and best of luck at Central Missouri next year.
Thank you.
Washington girls golfer Kiki Bruner joined us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Kiki led the Demons to their sixth state title. Absolutely incredible. We'll take another break and close things out on today's PM Sports Page on KCII.